The United Nations' top humanitarian official opened the meeting with a dire warning about conditions in northern Gaza, saying there's barely any food left in the north, and accusing Israel of blocking the delivery of food amidst its military offensive there.
The level of suffering in Gaza defies our ability to capture it in words or even to comprehend it, to comprehend its scale. Reality is brutal in Gaza, and it gets worse every day as the bombs continue to fall, as fierce fighting continues unabated, and as supplies essential for people's survival and humanitarian assistance are blocked at every turn. International humanitarian law must be respected, and this Council and all member states must exert all their influence to ensure it.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield struck a somber, serious tone in echoing the Biden administration's recent demands that Israel stop blocking aid to Gaza or risk losing U.S. military support.
Food and supplies must be surged into Gaza immediately, and there must be humanitarian pauses across Gaza to allow for vaccinations and the delivery and distribution of humanitarian aid.
Greenfield said she watched in horror as images poured across her screen of what appeared to be displaced civilians burning alive following an airstrike earlier this week on a tent at the Al-Aqsa Hospital, which sparked global condemnation.
There are no words, simply no words to describe what we saw. Israel has a responsibility to do everything possible to avoid civilian casualties, even if Hamas was operating near the hospital in an attempt to use civilians as human shields. We've made this clear to Israel.
Then she addressed reports Israel's prime minister is considering a plan to starve and ethnically cleanse Palestinian civilians from northern Gaza.
A quote-unquote policy of starvation in northern Gaza would be horrific and unacceptable, and would have implications under international law and U.S. law. The government of Israel has said that this is not their policy, that food and other essential supplies will not be cut off, and we will be watching to see that Israel's actions on the ground match this statement.
Greenfield's comments come as the Biden administration is sending 100 U.S. troops to Israel with a near billion-dollar THAAD missile system.
Israel is committing war crimes and crimes against humanity. By now, you are witnesses of the genocide.
Palestine's Ambassador Riyad Mansour called the situation in Gaza a genocide and said Israel is acting with impunity.
The genocide is underway in the Gaza Strip. Israel feels more emboldened than ever. And the Palestinian people and the Lebanese people are paying with their lives the price of this impunity.
Israel's Ambassador Danny Danone was defiant.
Today we are discussing the humanitarian situation in Gaza, while Israeli civilians are being targeted daily by those who seek our destruction.
He said Hamas is using UN facilities to store weapons and that they had delivered fuel recently to Gaza without mentioning food in the north.
While we confront the ongoing threat in Gaza, along with the six other fronts from which we are continually attacked, our humanitarian efforts remained as comprehensive as ever. In recent days, we have transferred 70,000 liters of fuel to hospitals and facilitated 800 blood transfusions. 14 field hospitals have been established in Gaza, and 30,000 tons of medicine and supplies have entered. As always, we acted in accordance with international law, going above and beyond our obligations.
The United Kingdom and France were among the nations to call for the emergency meeting. The United Kingdom's Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, said Britain is considering sanctioning two of Israel's ministers, Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich and National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, over Smotrich's comments that starving Palestinians in Gaza might be justified, and Ben-Gvir's remarks that perpetrators of settler violence in the occupied West Bank were heroes. Reuters is reporting. In a show of defiance, the two ministers said in statements, threats of sanctions would not lead to a change in their positions. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.